Girl, it's something about you when you pull up. Something I don't know. And it's something that I can't take control of. Girl, just let me know. Said she got a boyfriend, well, baby girl, so what? He don't gotta know. Cause I got something special for you. So, baby, let that man go.
Hey, it's Mahmoud Diallo, and today I'm here with Tiana LeBron, one of the co-founders of Texture on the Runway. So, hi Tiana.
Hello.
So, can you tell us what your project is about?
Okay, so basically every year, the seniors, we have, so basically this project is called the Change the World Project, and every senior at one point has to pick a topic that they're very interested in to speak about and make a change. Not only a topic, but like something the world is challenging but can't necessarily, I don't know how to get it. Can they hear my snap?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But it's basically a Change the World Project. That's what it's called. And all the seniors have to come up with a topic or a problem that's going on in the world. And we have to try to find different alternatives to fix it. Okay, that was a better explanation.
So what are you doing to change the world?
Me and my partner, Brianna Brown, we're actually focusing on natural hair. And I feel like it was one of the, a very personal topic for the both of us, since we both had went through our own natural hair journeys as Latina and Black females.
Why hair? Because that's a really weird topic.
Why hair? Well, okay, so hair is not, it's not just hair. And we tried to explain that to a lot of people. It's not just hair. When the way we're taking it to touch Latina and black females.
So minorities?
Yeah, minorities. Because we feel like they're the most oppressed, And not only were we insecure about our body image, but our hair was one of the big parts of our insecurities.
So how do you think hair or hair is gonna help change the world?
I don't really agree with the name Change the World, because it's kind of it's weird the way you word it. We just want to change perspective on natural hair, because minority females, when we look at curly hair, we feel it's too much a handle, and we take on perms, and we take on different hairstyles to tame it and just take it out of its natural state instead of embracing it. So that's basically what we're trying to do. We're trying to inspire natural hair, for everyone to be comfortable in their own,
so
what they're born with.
How people bully people because of the way they have hair?
Okay. I'm gonna tell you a personal story. When I was younger in middle school and elementary school, actually, I was one of the, I was a little outcast. I was tiny. I was really little, and I had this big curly hair, and my mom, sometimes she would put in little braids, but a majority of the time would be out. And I had a lot of Hispanic friends. Not many black females were in my school. It was more Latina and Latinos. Mm-hmm. So it was it was kind of weird, because the majority of them had straight hair. Majority of them had a calmer texture. And I thought that was good hair. Oh, it's straight. She could just put it in a ponytail. She could take it down whenever. But when I brush it with a regular brush, it's gonna poof out. So it was very weird. It was an identity crisis at a very young age. And I was small. I was smart. And they didn't like it. Let's just put it like that. I wasn't really a likable person for them. It's intimidating to be the smart kid.
You think it's because you were different?
Yeah, I was different. Yeah, And I'm not just, I'm not just Latina. I consider myself I'm black. I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Jamaican. So I take more of my Jamaican pride than I do of my Puerto Rican pride. Even though I love them both equally, but I do take one over the other. So I was different. So when I did look at my hair, I didn't like it at all. I did not like it at all. I always told my mom, like, I want to go to the salon. I want to get my hair straightened. Like, ma, like, I do not. No, you need to get my hair straightened now. So that would be, like, the routine. My mom would take me every weekend. Like, you know, you want this? Are you sure? You want this? And it's not like she was against it. Like, she was okay. Like, you know. She was just like, you know, you got to be comfortable. Like, this is your hair. Like, you can't change it for them. And I'm like, ma, listen, like, you know, like, these girls, they look crazy. You know, I just want to feel more comfortable with myself. And she understood it. She wasn't going to go against, you know, how I was feeling. She wanted me to feel comfortable in school. So, you know, I would straighten my hair, do the keratin treatment. Then sixth grade came. And I went to middle school, and it was a little iffy. Same crowd. So I permed my hair. So I had a perm. It burned so bad. But, you know, beauty is pain. Okay. Beauty is pain. So, you know, so I permed my hair. It burned really bad. But I loved it. I loved it. But then I got to high school, and I went to a school very far, like, before I transferred here. And, you know, I saw girls like me. There wasn't many, like, Spanish females or, like, people there. It was more, like, you know, different, like, African descent. It was more, like, Jamaicans, Trinidadians. You know, like, it was different. And, like, they all had their hair either in braids or their hair out. So I was just like, you know what? Like, yo, I used to have, like, the cutest curly hair. And I used to be like, guys, like, I have curly hair like you too. Like, don't worry. My hair is not always straight. They'd be like, Tiana, please. Like, Tiana, please.
Tiana's a white girl.
No, I am not.
Tiana is so bougie.
No, never. Never that.
You, your sister... You guys are old.
OMG. No. But, you know, I got comfortable. Like, I loved it. Like, you know, I would see their hair. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I know how to braid. Can I braid your hair? Like, you know, like, I would learn different things. And they taught me a lot. And I got more comfortable. And then I came to, you know, here. I transferred here sophomore year. And then, like, you know, I was just like, you know what? I need a change for the new year, new me. It was, like, what? Like, 2018. And I was like, okay, new year, new me. Tiana is going to cut her hair. So then I cut my hair. And I didn't cut it, like, right here. I cut it like a bowl.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember.
Yeah, I had really short hair. It was crazy. That's something I would never think that I would ever do. But, yeah.
So you think crowds influence your decisions on what you do with your hair?
Yes, of course. That's why, like, I change my crowd a lot. Like, you, while you grow up, like, you learn to know who is toxic and who is
with you.
Yeah, a positive influence on you. Like, who is on the same road. Like, you get what I mean? So it's just like, you just gotta push those negative people behind. And that's what I did. Like, you know, the cutting of hair wasn't just like, okay, I'm gonna just cut it off. It was more like, I'm gonna start brand new. I'm gonna be myself. I'm gonna, like, embrace what I have. Like, you know?
Keep your circle small. And be like that.
Yeah. So that's how it was.
You guys can follow her on Instagram.
You can follow my personal. The Tiana LeBron. Or you can follow me and Brianna's Change the World. Change the World Instagram is at Texture on the Runway. On there, we will be posting our events coming up. We have a lot of events coming up.
Like?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you. I don't know how to do this. Stop. I don't know how to do this stuff. Okay, so one of our events is actually coming up in March. It's a photo shoot for both boys and girls that embrace their natural hair.
So I'm spinning right now.
That's natural. That's your curls right there. So, yeah. So that's the first event. The second one is actually going to be working with our middle school. But we would like some people who have different hair types, like 4B, 4A. Hair type I don't have, or Brianna doesn't have. We have, like, 3B, 3C. So, to also teach young students, like, at a very young age.
Come on. There's numbers to hair.
Yeah, there's, like, hair types. You have, like, 3A, 3B, 3C. And then you have 4A, 4B, 4C. 4A, 4B, 4C is, like, more like... No, it's more like... tighter curls. It's like
kinkier. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, like the coils. So, like, let's say, like me, I'm, like, a 3B. like my hair is looser than that.
Yeah. I have nappy curls.
Oh my goodness. Don't use the word nappy. You don't have nappy curls.
I have laid curls.
Laid.
Now
I they're very nice and conditioned. But yeah, the middle schools where we want to teach them like how to embrace, but like at a very young age, because that's where, you know, that's where you get influenced the most. That's where you're learning how to find yourself, like your identity. So we just want to start there, you know. But the photo shoot is going to be something really nice. We want everyone to be there. So if you follow us on Texture on the Runway, you can inbox us anytime. And, you know, I have no life. I will respond very quickly. I will respond. But just let me know, you know, write your hair type, your name. What else?
How do they know their hair type?
It's well, on our page we have like a picture of like it will say like the type and a picture like to match it. So it, like you start to learn like your hair like later, like while you're taking care of it. And yeah, oh, the last event is going to be a mural, I don't know how to call it. A mural, what's the thing? Like unveiling of a mural. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Unveiling. Sorry. Jesus. Unveiling of a mural that I am actually drawing out right now. And hopefully when I find the location, I could put it on the Instagram and you guys can, you know, go take pictures and look at it. It's going to be very beautiful. It's going to be very inspiring. Hopefully you guys are inspired. That's the goal.
She goes, if I can find the location.
I'm still searching. It is a process. OMG, it is a process.
Trust the process.
Yes, please.
Trust the process.
Yeah.
So, for me, I make beats. So, it's like...
They're very nice. I like the one that you showed. It's pretty good.
So, I make beats for Ibude Elias. HBK03LI. 03 Live. I make beats for Vesper. I make beats for Stax, Supreme.Stax. I make beats for Nijay. And I make beats for Gary. Gary is... I just have to make beats for him. He's too nice.
That's dope.
So, just follow my Instagram at EurostepMo and at Black Brothers ENT. Shout out to Instagram so we can
add this. What made you want to do it?
Beats?
Yeah.
This is... So I'm like a very bored child. <You're>
bored.
So...
OMG.
When I'm bored, I just sit here and listen to music or I run around because I play sports. So it's like I have to be moving or I have to be doing something at all times.
Yeah, that's me.
So I just chose music because... It just gets me out of my boredom.
Yeah. So it'd be like that.
So, and I didn't even used to make beats. It started off with me pencil tapping.
Oh, that's always the beginning. Oh,
I started pencil tapping like fifth grade.
The beginning.
Now I'm a beast at it.
So, I could do like one beat like.
Yeah, that's the beginner beat.
Oh my goodness.
So that's how it started for me. And then I came to this school and then Ibude showed me. He bought me the drum pad, the drum machine.
Oh, that's so nice.
And he let me use Logic, shout out Logic.
Logic
X Pro, this computer, and that joint is fire. Move is fire.
That's dope. So like, okay, when you become a senior, like, do you have any idea of like what you might wanna like tackle?
Tackle?
Yeah, like a topic.
I
or like a problem.
Police brutality.
Police brutality. Yeah, that is something. You know, you can work with the 48 precinct. That's what I do.
You do?
Yeah, it's dope. Officer Mims, he's really cool. Like, and he's like very informative too. So like, you know. He's open to the question.
Like, I think the problem that of all of this police brutality is the guns. Because if there's no guns, then...
The regulations. It needs to be, you you know. Because
people are told to shoot for the legs, and that's not always the case.
It's still dangerous.
Even if you were shot in the legs, it's dangerous. Cause
it's not even. It's more like the circumstances.
Yeah. Because like, you get shot for being pulled over and refusing to turn off your music.
It's just so petty.
All of that. And it's like, none of this would be happening if we was living in Maryland or the more, you know, California or the more like suburban states. Like, and I think that's a real problem that we have.
Yeah, that is. But I do suggest going to the precinct, because even though it's kind of weird speaking of police brutality, you know, they are the ops. But like, you know, like, they Officer Mims, he is very open. Like, he's not like, you know.
Nah, I'm not. It's not all officers.
No, it's not. Like,
it's just some who feel threatened.
Yeah, it is.
Very easily. It's not that. That's just how they feel. That's just how they're brought up.
Yeah, brought up.
And you can't help but feel bad because
they're ignorant.
It's not their fault.
It's not. Yeah.
It's what they're taught. And
but then it's like, you gotta think though. Like,
But look, listen what I'm trying to say, right?
You're raised that way.
If you're raised a certain way, that's how you're going to grow.
Yeah.
And unless that changes, it's quiet.
It's just kind of weird. Every time I hear this topic, it's like, it's weird. Because, like, okay, you're raised.
You think they have common sense.
Yeah. It's like, you grow up, okay, you grow up knowing these things of, like, or being raised, like, in a racist household.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to school and you learn the history, and it's just like, you wouldn't think that
schools don't
teach
everything. Schools don't teach everything.
I know they don't.
Schools
unfortunately
hide stuff. Like, it's clear that they hide stuff, because what we learn in New York here is not what they learn down there in the South. It's not what they're learning in Alabama right now.
It's so sad,
and that's a problem.
It is.
I think it's a change.
It's just too much.
Hashtag police brutality K.
OMG, yes, hashtag that. Cause to be honest, I don't know. But there's so many problems. That's why when Holland spoke to us, like, okay, change the world, like, you know, like this is what you have to do. You have to pick a topic, a problem, something that, like, you know, comes to you and. Like, personally, and it's just like, it's so hard because there's too many.
Yeah, it's too,
like,
much, you know? Stuff going on. Wrong. It's too much. There's too many stuff going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, people should not be dying at the age of 20.
No. And happy birthday to Trayvon Martin today.
Oh, funny.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Prayers to him.
Happy birthday to Trayvon Martin. RIP Kobe. RIP Juice WRLD. RIP X.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit late with that one.
RIP X. Dang X.
No, man. Funny. I'm kind of having conspiracy theories at this.
We not doing this.
Cause there's this rapper called No Vanity.
No Vanity.
And that's actually a tattoo that Juice had on his sleeve.
Really?
Yeah, like on his forearm right here. And they sound, I swear to God.
I like exactly alike,
bro.
Yeah, I like X, I'm not gonna say I'm a big, like, a true fan, like, cause true fans is like the ones who start from the beginning. And then,
I'm an X fan. I'm a Ski fan.
I'm just a fan of all the music.
Yeah.
I'm more of R&B.
I'm very heavy on the Louisiana rappers and the Southern rappers, like NBA YoungBoy and Quando Rondo and Polo G. Like, I just Polo
really
G from Chicago
rap. I listen to, like, her.
Oh, yeah.
Dango Seed.
Sometimes.
Summer Walker, SZA.
That's kind of, like, where I get my beats from. Like, when I'm listening. That's
her, she has some really good, like,
crazy beats.
Tracks. Like, her is really good.
Like, the baby, too. The baby has fire.
Yeah, the baby. Yo. And Offset. You have your
Offset beats
Offset's
is different.
Offset's beats is crazy.
Nah, but I'm not going to lie. The person who had the best pop-out so far, I'm going to have to give it to Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch. Woo, that man.
Well, you know, still got an album number one for like 2 months.
I love Roddy. Ooh.
That man.
Roddy, follow me on Instagram.
It's quiet.
Follow me on Instagram. He replies to people on, like, his YouTube.
Yeah, he's not.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, reply
to me.
He's
by himself. Like, it's not like he's not listening to other people.
Yeah, he's very independent. He got to the top.
He speaks on what he believes in.
Yeah, he
and
really
I
does.
Think that's what most rappers should do instead of, like, speaking on all this violence that they do.
Honestly.
And like, technically, y'all snitching at yourselves, no funny.
Honestly. Yeah, I always say that. Or then when they speak about their mama,
no
they
funny.
Be like, oh, because mama raised me with nothing. I'm like, man, if you don't facts. Stop, you live in a damn facts. Mansion, in a big house with some all that food in the fridge.
Mama raised
please.
Me from nothing. Yo, bro.
Please,
bro,
man.
You had a good peanut butter sandwich with lunch. Milk on the side. That's valid. That's
oh,
a valid,
my goodness.
That's valid snacks.
No, I cannot stand when they do that. They fake poverty. They
yeah.
Fake the,
no, the it's, life. It's not that they drag it.
They drag it. They really do. Because they don't know.
That's because it's not as bad as they say it is.
No, but they didn't live it.
Yeah, and they don't know. They don't, because it's people actually.
They're speaking
who are
on
like
the
that.
On other people's lives
yeah.
and their stories.
It's people who are actually like that, and people is sympathizing to what they're yeah. not. That what's not true.
Honestly, I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
That's like, a problem.
If you rap
cap K, hashtag rap cap K.
OMG, you ain't your hashtag. Just come up with them. No, but honestly, I feel like if you're gonna make a song, if you're gonna make a rap,
but it's some rappers who like admit that they're
no,
that
yeah,
they're playing around like low tech.
Or like if you make a song on a story, a life story, like you know, pay some respect.
Right, like
so they're like, come on now,
it's not me. Like,
honestly,
if it's not true, that's not gonna change what we think of you.
Yeah,
like. This
to
kid,
be
Lil
honest,
Tecca,
how, you know?
He go on Genius interviews talking about, I don't have no gun, I don't drive, I've never left the United States.
But then it's like, just like, why are you rapping about it?
Nah, it's because, he says like he's rapping about it because it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
to rap about it. Like, it's cool.
That's yeah, it's just it's a little yeah. line to just throw in.
Yeah. And yeah. it's not like that's all he raps about.
I wish I had that talent though. Like that's real, like
nah,
that's
to,
real
to have
talent.
To come up with these words,
yeah,
these
like
schemes.
The rhymes, the
yeah, that's different.
The story, like I be trying to, like low key, I be trying to make little songs and stuff. But nah, like I'll make it, I'll write it, and I'll be like,
nah,
all right, this is trash.
Nah,
trash.
It's clear that I'm not the rapper. I'll just stick to the beats.
Yeah, sometimes
like, that's just how it is.
I mean, we all got you know talent.
Well,
different
so
ways.
We kind of have to wrap this up. So, this was a really good conversation.
That was good.
So follow me at EuroStepMo. That's EuroStepMo. Follow Mr. Ibra at Denden, the real Denden. Black Brothers ENT, and at the real.
Oh. And follow me. I'm a personal, the Tiana LeBron. So
yeah.
TiannaLebron. Yes, that is my last name.
Yes. Yes.
And follow us on Texture on the Runway. Texture on the Runway all together. No caps.
Copy.
You should let that man go. Time and time.